story feels like Lifetime is already racing to meet with people to set up a series, or Netflix at least. Somebody's making a race to make this a show that we can watch. And it's an unfortunate story of Gabby Petito. This has been something that I've seen in the headlines, and it's taken a weird turn, a super weird turn. And it was, the story goes, a couple, young couple, going out, trying to see nature, cross country, went out for one of the excursions. Next thing you know, the guy comes back without the girl. He doesn't even tell anybody anything. It's kind of only his parents, and their lawyer are up. And next thing you know, as the plot thickens, they're going ahead, and FBI comes in, and he's already gone, disappeared. This is a matter of a month, I want to say, all the stuff that I'm talking about. And it's weird, right? Because in this day and age, it seems like the internet is on top of things faster than law enforcement. With law enforcement, unfortunately, you have to have evidence, or you have to follow certain procedures. You just can't go ahead and assume, hey, the guy went out with the girl on the trip, let me go ahead and lock him up and wait until shit's figured out. Can't do any of that, right? And obviously he has his rights, and he knows them, and his family knows them. So that's what they ended up doing, what they did, being ambiguous, not saying anything, only through an attorney. And that just draws up a red flag. Next thing they found out, the van. It was weird because the guy, they ended up going on a trip together. Then the guy ends up leaving, hitchhiking back. And this is all through the stories that are being pieced together. They had an argument a couple times, so much so that someone called 911 for a domestic dispute, because that dude likes to slap his girl around. And it was just weird to just see all these things play out and nothing being done about it until recently. And they found the human remains in Wyoming, more than likely to match an unfortunate story for Gabby Petito. Hopefully that's not the case for anybody out there. And you know, obviously as a parent of a daughter, you get caught up in these things, because you don't, I guess for me, I'll never understand why people over and over again, guys anyway, like that, like people normalize toxicity. That's one thing that I'll never understand about relationships in general, that you somehow have to accept arguing. You somehow have to accept the bickering, the intensity of it, the volume of it, like where you're having sparring matches and shit like that. Like, for whatever reason, there's many people out there that have been married for 25, 30 years that will say, hey, man, that's part of the journey. And that blows my mind, because it always goes back to my mindset of loving somebody. Like, when you love somebody, do you hit them? When you love somebody, do you beat them down with words? Do you verbally abuse them? Do you play mind games with them? Do you control them if you truly love them? And my answer is no. I can't go back to that. Ever since I was a young boy, I never understood why my mom would get beaten for no reason. Obviously, I'm not saying that she didn't do anything that to trigger my dad, but did it have to come down to that? Did she have to say things to him? Did he have to hit her? Did he have to abuse her? Did he have to control her? Did he have to manipulate her? Did he have to instill fear in her? Those are things that I feel that I've broken that cycle. I'm total opposite of that. I stay away from it. I'm hypersensitive to it. That's why I always tell people, I'm hypersensitive to arguing. So if you're in that mode, if you're in a relationship and you're one of those people that when you don't have it your way and you have a bad day and you start going at me and it wasn't my fault, then dude, like, I don't want to be around you. Right? I mean, that's just not, because to me, that's not a healthy relationship dynamic. I want to be with somebody that says, hey, listen, I'm not having a good day. Let's talk about it and move on. And be cool about it. I don't want to be getting these jabs and these ice picks thrown at me, where that's not the way I want to operate in a relationship. But when you have something like this, it just reminds me of like what levels we're capable of. You know, I know myself, and I always talk about myself. Like, I know my triggers. The reason I'm able to be this way, be good to other people, and be welcoming and accepting and patient, is because I learned what my triggers are. So, for example, my triggers is like I can't be around people that have to be very authoritative in the way they speak to me. A very ghetto attitude, very alpha attitude, like a female attitude. Like when they come in, you're not going to tell. Like they're trying to be boss with me, and I always tell them, you can be a boss, but you're not my boss. I'm not your boss either. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be bossy. You know, I don't want to be controlling or anything. But you're not going to talk to me in a way where you're telling me what to fucking do or how to be. Or you can just talk freely and talk down to me. That's not going to happen. We're done with that. A lot of times, that's why I always tell people when they say, oh, you only date white girls, even though technically I've never dated a white woman. I get along better with white women and white people because of the attitude. I'm not saying that I can't find it in a metro city. I live where I live, okay? Where it's mostly segregated and people are not blended or people from other cultures are not as modernized as they are in New York City or Boston or LA, where I wouldn't think of that, right? Everyone is everyone because it's a big city. I get it. But when you're in a conservative area where they keep the pockets separate but equal, kind of, but not technically by the rule, you understand these things. And I just tend to stay with people that can have conversations and have the emotions under control, just like I do. Because guess what? I get triggered. I get angry. I'm a person that I don't want to be yelling. I don't want to be saying things that are hurtful in a relationship. So if you're having a bad day and then you're triggering me, I do a very good job of sucking it, but it drains me. So for example, if I'm dating somebody and they're having a bad day and I'm the punching bag for the day, it blows me away. Like I'll suck it in, it hurts me, and I'm like, fuck. Like I don't want to go there, right? But it you did, and that happens. So I guess for me, it's when I see situations like this where a young man wasting his life away by hitting a woman, then at the end of the day, it's very simple. Walk away. If somebody, and that's what I don't understand where the parents at with all of this. Because that's what I'm going to be telling my daughter. I'm like, look, if a guy is hitting you, if a guy is trying to control you, if a guy is not loving you for who you are, and you're not respecting his space, conversely, then it's toxic, and I don't know what the fuck are you guys doing in it together. I don't care how good the dick is. I don't care how good the pussy is. I don't care how perfect it looks to the outside world. You're not going to make it. You're not going to be happy. And then you're going to be one of those people that I run into and talk to. They say, hey, this is the way a relationship should be. You go through your ups and downs. I think you go through your ups and downs. And that's okay if it's like I could understand with those people that have been together for a long time that maybe haven't been married before. I could understand them going through the lumps together. Like let's say they met at like college and or high school. And they went ahead and got married right after all of that, right? And started a family. Yeah, because you're still growing. I get that. But when you've already been married, and that's the thing that I look at my stage in life. It's like, if I've already been married and you're still acting like that shit is normal, like you're supposed to be in a dynamic where you're arguing and being emotional and volatile and that are causing you guys to go at each other in a heated way, I don't want to do any of that. I ain't with all that. That's like my new saying. I ain't with all that. And I walk away from it. Because I don't believe that's a healthy dynamic for a relationship. And, you know, it's not about anybody being perfect. And I'm not saying this to anybody. You know, because I think that's what women will get an impression of when you're saying that you can't be emotional. It's not. I'm not saying that. You could be emotional. You could be whiny. You could be a complainer. And that stuff would drain me, but I would deal with it if I love you. The one thing that I can't deal with, that I have a short fuse for, is when someone is coming at me and antagonizing me or prodding me or lashing out at me as if we have to lock horns. And I'm like, yo, like I'm not with all that. That is for young kids to do. That's not for people like me that are wanting to be in a state of peace and tranquility. And these kids are young. So I don't understand why this gentleman, this fucking piece of shit, went ahead and killed the girl. I mean, again, it's one of those things like, look, I'll fucking call my mom and dad. Let me catch a flight. I'm not coming back with this crazy bitch. You know, that's the way I would do it. I mean, it's like, look, she's fucking nut job. I can't go back with her. Or you'd be like, yo, I'll buy you a ticket. You get on a flight and you go back and we're broken up, man. Like, I'm with all that. Like, but kids, it's like, again, it's the, what I notice in a lot of relationships and a lot of these things is that they're, in a way, once they're locked in, it's like their mindset is very weird. It's like, we've been together for 2 years. The idea of your partner moving on with somebody else is something that you cannot stomach, or people cannot stomach. Like, they can't stomach seeing their girlfriend with a new person. And I get it. Like, it's very simple for me. It bothered me. I've been there. You know what I did? I just disappeared. I went ahead and erased everything of that person's memory until I was able to heal, right? Until I had time to heal with my pain. And I think and everyone has their own way of dealing with it. But when you have a situation of somebody that doesn't want to be with you, you have to understand they're entitled to their happiness and finding that happiness. But many people in those relationships that are toxic, they can't do it. They're like, fuck, I can't fathom seeing my woman with another man. Because God forbid, if that man is better than me, optically, financially, I'm going to go ape shit. Like, I just can't, because ego, it crushes a man. It crushes a woman to see their partner moving on and being happy with somebody else, instead of realizing that, hey, maybe you're part of the problem, or maybe that, you know, that's the thing about it. Like, I've taken accountability for the things that I am as a person. I let someone, when I'm dating them, these are my flaws, man. Like, this is the journey. This is how I am. I've broken down who I am because I've had plenty of time, isolation time, to figure out what I'm about, why did I get to this position that I'm in? Why did I get to be minimal like this? And what things are going to trigger me to get me to those places I don't want to be in? Okay? And I follow that guideline. And I follow those things, create barriers, create limits, and all those different things. And everyone has their own journey. But when it comes to the insecurities, when you see something like that, what a shame, right? I mean, kids not even in their 20s. And one is dead and the other one is running for their lives. The parents, I'm sure, are complicit in that. They love their child. They're like, you know, we're not going to give you up. You better go run for it. And we'll go from there, right? It's like a weird thing to me that people in general, man, like it's sad. It's sad that you have these episodes happening all the time within relationships and people are not able to control their emotions. It's like, man, I tell you, I'm always going to go back to this. If a partner doesn't bring me peace and tranquility, I don't want to be a part of it. If I'm having to feel like I'm walking on eggshells, if I'm having to feel like I cannot be myself, and there's going to be, you know, volatility or a reaction out of somebody that for just being me and myself and loving them for who I am, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but at least I disclose who I am, right? And I always encourage people to let others know. And maybe not when you've been, not maybe when you're going into a first relationship deep. Like if it's my daughter going into it early, you know, I will give her all the tips that I can. Like, look, you shouldn't have a guy hit you, disrespect you in any way, and you shouldn't do the same, okay? You treat others how you want to be treated. And if that person's not mature enough, and if that person's not emotionally in control enough to do that, then that's not a person you want to be with, okay? Because the moment they snap, the moment they're going to make it a norm. The moment a guy hits on you, guess what? He's not going to stop hitting on you when he gets angry, okay? When a guy's talking bad to you and he's saying mean things to you, guess what? That's not going to be the last time that he does that. So you got to nip that in the bud very quickly or cut it off. I don't give many tries when it comes to that. Because I let it be known. I let it be known I'll tolerate it for a certain amount of time. I'll tolerate it and I'll say, okay, I've reached my threshing point. This is exactly how I am. I let it be known. Like, I don't know. Like, I'll say it nicely. I just can't continue with these arguments. I'm not your enemy. I don't want to fight. I just want to have these conversations, right? And I know I'm doing things that are not making you happy, but I want to talk about it in a way where you're not coming at me like, you know, I even eat it if it's on me. But a lot of times when I'm being myself, if it still bothers you, then it's something that we have to address in a respectful manner. But at some point, I say, look, I only could take X amount more times of this, okay? Because I'm going to bounce. And then other people be like, well, you're a lightweight. Maybe that's my weakness. Maybe I'm happier being alone. And I love being by myself. For me, like right now at this stage, I'm happy where I'm at. Like, I'm good where I'm at. I really am. I love where I'm at. I love what it's all about. But I don't miss, or I don't feel companionship is necessary, because unless it's bringing me or it's adding to my peace and tranquility. And I just think there's ways to go about having conversations when you have disagreements with people. And that's it. And maybe I'm too emotionally under control. I don't know. But I try to let people know, hey, control yourself. And don't come at me a certain way, because you don't want to have scenarios like this where you're living in a toxic environment where being super emotional and being offensive and abrasive to your partner is okay, because I believe that stuff escalates. It gets worse. It doesn't get better, right? And I know myself enough to know that when I start reaching that point where I could possibly say some things that I don't want to say, then I have to walk away. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a part of that. But it's crazy and it's sad that our society think it's okay to accept those things, because you guys want the world to think you guys are together, you guys are happy. Like, look, being in a toxic relationship or in a relationship where yelling and fighting is the norm, I don't give a fuck who you are. That's not going to fly with me, because that doesn't resonate with me when it comes to the definition of love. I'm not saying you don't have disagreements. I'm not saying that you don't, that's part of even friends, you have disagreements. But it's done in a way where it's still a level of respect. Respect is everything to me. And unfortunately in this scenario, the lack of respect caused for an unfortunate situation where two families have to, one of them dealing with their daughter not being there anymore, and another one where the guy is going to be gone and he's going to be caught soon, or he's going to kill himself or do whatever he's going to do. It's a shame.